Super Nerd, where a fistful of code and the age of enlightenment. I've been programming since forever. I never got into games, and I've actually might have made a terrible mistake once. One time, at a small traveling arcade, a boy left a coin on my asteroids machine, and I was too little to know that this meant he was going to play next. I really hope I was too shy to actually put that quarter in the machine, but I was so little and so captivated that I might have thought to myself that someone gave me a coin so I could play more. I was so little that I probably put the coin in. I don't quite remember. And without a doubt, I instantly crashed into an asteroid. I was just glad that I was in the starship, that I could move it on the TV. So that was not a good start with computers. Then, briefly, one of my neighbors got an Atari, I think. It was a console without a keyboard. And the whole neighborhood packed into his living room. I liked River Raid, which is basically Pong with colors. I crashed instantly, and then people came and took my joystick away. I got a Commodore myself shortly thereafter, and there was text on the screen that said, "Load." Every time I wanted to load a game to look at the graphics and admire it, I had to run that load. And I knew there were other commands. And then, finally, when I got myself together, I bought my first book. It was a programming book. And I had my first proper look at a programming language. Simon's Basic. A few years later, the teacher in programming class accused me of copying or having someone do my homework. But it was all me. I've spent the whole week diagramming and freaking out my bullies a little bit. They laughed when I got graded down, but I didn't care for school. I was learning on my own. It has been such a fun ride. But I tell you, for all the technology, things were always limited. There wasn't enough to bring everything up to a proper visual programming language and make programmable machines. On top of that, all leading projects lag. They can't use the new stuff. Bootstrap, for example, my user interface system of choice and one of the topmost projects in the world, is still using jQuery plugin architecture. That is ancient as heck. Today, web components are the bee's knees because they are low level. When you create a component, you can mix it in with everything and everything just works. I've built a Svelte clone in just about 5 days of programming, and it has a lot of good stuff, surprisingly powerful. Powerful enough to need to create a website and have a little side menu that demos all the same things that Svelte is doing. One of the bigger deals in web programming is simple and easy to grasp bidirectional data binding, where you can type into a text box on a web page and the text will be sent out to all the places that care about it. And then, if the server sends out a random update at a random time, setting the value that the box is connected to will make the text box update itself automatically with the latest server data. And, you know, this only took me 20 lines of code to do it right, And the result is just one little bit of text in a single line of code that represents the input box. Cool stuff, very simple to use. And yesterday, I added proper widgets to the thing, like a component on top of a component. And I have a proper start and a stop, which means a life cycle. And I can listen to buttons and even connected widgets and the full application. So there's a proper data network right behind everything where things can talk to each other in a clear way. The components I made, or the widgets, are actually visual programming boxes that can be connected by cables. All of this means that web components have matured and are just too powerful not to use, and completely expose what other components are nested inside them for editing as well, meaning that metaprogramming is completely unobstructed. These widgets of mine are actually components that create components, based on whatever components are nested inside them. This is much more powerful and easier to grasp than macros or programming a language with itself. The result is 6 lines of code that can beat the snot out of just about every application framework today. And again, it only took 5 days to program this thing, so it means that there's no need for programming frameworks anymore, because the low-level nature of web components allows for easy nesting and recursion, and everything just falls into place. For me, these coding experiments are 90% about learning and exploring, and then keeping up with latest inventions. And that final 10% is waiting for technologies to mature so that I can make visual programming tools. Visual programming done right comes really close to feeling like a game, but one that creates real programs that can do big things. This particular coding experiment has another level of recursion. All these web components and my widgets are controlled by a single signal tree. Windows Explorer, the program where you manage your files, is a really good example of a tree editor. And that type of a user interface is just about all it takes to program applications in my system. Add files and folders, or user interface controls like buttons, and containers, like windows and lists. I think visual programming, backed by just about average AI that anyone can use for free today, can perfectly program actions for buttons and server work. There's not much in the way of creating a laboratory desktop application that will let everyone program the same way that people play simple games. The age of the end-user programmable applications is near, and it will be so colorful that walled gardens and apps as we know them today will mark a dark age in computing, and not smart anything. The age of programmable applications and machines will make what we have today look embarrassing.